I would that you would turn with me in the word of the Lord to the book of Daniel. Glory to God. The book of Daniel. Daniel, the sixth chapter. Praise God. Daniel, the sixth chapter. Hallelujah. I want to begin the reading at verse 7. This will be essentially where we will start, but if you will hold your finger there, we're going to spend a good amount of time in this chapter in the word of the Lord. Daniel chapter 6, beginning at verse 7. If you have that, would you just give me an amen? Well, the word reads like this. I'm reading King James Version. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, and the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute, to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. He signed the writing and the decree. But verse 10 says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. They found him praying and making supplication before his God. My subject today and my challenge to you today is to take the walk of faith. Take the walk of faith. Father, I pray right now that as you word my mouth, that I will speak not as Timothy Scott Jr., but as the oracles of God. Let me speak to your people that which you would have us to hear as we contemplate the past, and we are thankful for the present, and we are optimistic about the future. For we pray in Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I pray that it is obvious to you that Daniel truly did take a walk of faith. He knew that the writing had been signed, and it had been signed in such a way that he could lose his life. And yet, Daniel walked back into his house, walked right back to that window, and got back on his knees and kept on doing what he had been doing aforetime, praying to his God. The best way to understand the story is to take a little journey. And prayerfully, you will not see this as a lengthy chapter, but there's one that will refresh your own soul. Because here is a man that experienced God's best. because he took every day a walk of faith. The beginning of this chapter gives us the fact that Daniel was promoted. The Bible tells us in that first verse that King Darius was pleased to set over his kingdom 120 princes, and he did this over the entire kingdom, but out of all of the presidents, Daniel was first. In verse 3, he says, Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. Daniel had the right character. The king, the Bible says in the second verse, knew that if Daniel was in place, he would experience no damage. And Daniel was preferred because of his spirit. And I know sometimes people are in this kind of mindset. It's not what you know, it is who you know. But sometimes they're thinking purely political. They're thinking about the influence of man and how you can deal with people. But let me tell you something, hallelujah. There is nothing that compares with having a walk with God that causes you to have an excellent spirit. It is not how you're able by hook and crook to position yourself. It is not how you're able to pull things off. It is all because of the right spirit is in you. And Daniel had not just a good spirit, Daniel had an excellent spirit. I want you to look at somebody near you and tell them it's time to take it up to excellence. It's time to take it up to excellence. Let's not just be people who have a good spirit. Let's not just be people who say, oh, my spirit is all right, it's a little better than yours. But God is glorified when we have an excellent spirit. But the truth of the matter is, the excellent spirit got Daniel in trouble. The Bible tells us, and we've read a part of this, but I want to just take you to verse 4, where these princes and presidents, they were jealous of Daniel. And I want to just, before I go too far in this, I want to just say, glory to God, don't get your mind so bogged down in this current, you know, it's almost like a fad in the Christian community, you know, where people are talking about haters and talking about jealousy. Oh, you know, sometimes if you're not watchful, those kinds of things where, you know, we're saying, you know, you're just hating on me, is really sometimes just an open door. It's cracking the door for pride. It's not really about God. It's about us. But God wants us to walk in and live in an excellent spirit. Well, though Daniel had this excellent spirit and he was not trying to crush anybody, Daniel was actually a stranger in this land. He was a stranger. He had been taken captive. But I'm here to tell you that even though you might have been going into a place and it has been painful to get there, God is able to make you the head and not the tail, no matter what. Hallelujah. So the Bible says these men sought an occasion against Daniel. And they kept looking, and the Bible says they couldn't find a single occasion or a fault. And the only thing they could find and they could spot about Daniel's life is that Daniel was faithful. they could find no other fault but that Daniel was faithful to his God. Now, when you want to really walk the walk of faith and want to really abound in the walk of faith, oh, I know that sometimes we love to have people and people of influence to be able to say great things about us. But there is nothing greater than them being able to say, I found you guilty of obeying God. I found you guilty of saying yes to the Lord. I found you guilty of living a life of obedience. I found you guilty. Help me to say guilty. Daniel was guilty of being faithful to God. And they could find no error in him and no fault in him. Verse 5, the Bible says that these men who said, we can't find any fault or any error in him except we can predict what he's going to do with this thing called praying and his commitment to the law of his God. And verse 6, these princes, presidents and princes, they got together and decided we'll trick the king. You know the Bible story. We're going to trick the king. They came to him with flattery words. Oh, King Darius, live forever. Anytime somebody comes to you with flattery words, you need to better be real careful. There just might be a knife on the way. Came with the flattery words, and they were just about to get the king to do something the king regretted. Well, these men came together and they made the king understand that we all in this together. All the presidents, all the governors, all the princes and all the counselors and all the captains, we've consulted together to establish a royal statute. And we want to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any man for 30 days, save the old king, we'll cast them into the den of lions. Well, the king was not thinking. The king was not clear. Oh, pride and arrogance can blind you and make you not see what you need to see. And what we see here is the king got misdirected. And the king signed the decree. The king did according to what these men were trying to get him to do. And the Bible tells us that when Daniel knew the writing was signed, Daniel could have just decided, well, I probably better not do this anymore. Daniel could have decided, well, you know, it's a little dangerous to be on the Lord's side right now. It's a little dangerous for me to start trying to, you know, keep my commitment to the Lord. Maybe what I'll do is I'll just hide. I'll do it at night. I'll change my time. I'll go at a different season. I'll do something else so nobody can catch me. But Daniel decided to take a walk of faith. And I want to tell you, child of God, that there are seasons in your life where you've got to make a decision. I will not change my walk. Touch your neighbor and tell them, don't change your walk. Don't change your walk. If you've been praying on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, keep on praying. If you've been fasting, keep on fasting. Whatever you've been doing for God, keep on doing it for God. Because the very thing that the enemy might mean to use against you for evil, God knows how to bring good out of it. Help me to say good. God knows how to bring good. Help me to say it one more time. Good. Good when they meant it for evil. They really meant it
for evil. They didn't care about the king or what the king was wanting to have done. They meant it for evil. Can you say amen? Well, they knew what Daniel would do. They knew they could catch him in the act. And the Bible says that Daniel, after he knew that it was signed, he took the walk into his house. The window was already open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. Daniel got on his knees 3 times a day. Glory to God. Just in case they missed him the first time, I'm going to do it again so you can catch me in the act of calling upon the name of the Lord. I know that sometimes we don't really want to say it, but we ought to be able to stand firm and say, I'll let the devil catch me in the act. Oh, I know that there are seasons of your life where you know how it goes. We say sometimes, you know, don't let the devil know what you're doing, because as soon as the Lord starts blessing, the devil is going to start messing. I want to tell you, don't be afraid of the devil starting to mess. Just stay on track, on track, on track with God. Oh, I know that we heard such a wonderful reading and writing concerning the 18 years. But I want to just tell you the part that she didn't tell you about. The 18 years were years not only of good, but of trials. There were years of tribulation. Oh, she didn't talk about the part where the enemy tried to rise up again and take her out and end her life. But she kept on taking a walk of faith. All the 18 years have been challenging. She mentioned Sister Robie a little bit, but she's the only one that West Nile tried to step into her body, but she kept on, even though she couldn't, her legs weren't working right, but she kept on taking a walk of faith until now. Oh, she's back in her seat now, but she just got back from a trip on the road, taking a walk of faith. I want to tell you, child of God, that in these years, yes, they've been challenging. Some have said I had surgery. Some have said I hadn't been here 18 years. But during my season at Harvest, I've had some challenging times. But that's when you've got to decide in yourself. The devil might rage, but I'll keep on praying. The devil might act up, but I'll keep on praying. The devil might do some messy stuff, but I'll keep on praying. I'm going to keep on putting my face toward the Jerusalem of my life and believing God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, they caught him in the act. They caught him praying. And the Bible tells me that the king, he heard them as they got the little commotion going, came back into the palace, and they said, King, you know you signed the decree. You know that you signed on the dotted line, and we just found somebody. Oh, the lie was they had already found somebody. They said, we found somebody. Who's that somebody? We found Daniel. And Daniel, hallelujah, he was a part of the captivity from Jerusalem and from Judah. And Daniel regarded not the king. But you can't change a word, Mr. King. You can't change a word, King Darius. Oh, he's messed up, and not only did he do it, it wasn't a slip. He made petition three times a day. He's been praying ever since then. And when the king heard those words, the king knew that he had been hoodwinked. The king was so displeased. And the Bible said he set his heart toward Daniel to deliver him. And he labored to the going down of the sun, trying to find a way to get out of this. But I'm going to tell you something. These men had one thing on their mind. And the one thing they had on their mind was, we're going to get Daniel out of that first seat. And they counted on the lions. Touch your neighbor and say, they counted on the lions. They knew that if we get him in the lion's den, and we know he's so faithful, he's not going to stop praying. But if we get him in the lion's den, we know exactly what he's going to do. He's going to be down there and going to be meat for the lions. He had been dropped. They made a decision. We know we're going to drop him in a hole. They were counting on the lions. But I want to tell you this Sunday morning, that though the king couldn't change his decree, and the king wanted to deliver Daniel, the Bible says the king had to go on and sign the order. Yes, he's got to be thrown into the den of lions. And this was not a den of lions with a side door. I know we've heard about the den of lions, and we've also maybe thought about it, that somehow they walked over to the den, and we think about the cages that we have in the zoos, but this was not a zoo situation. This was a den of lions, and the lions, they knew how to keep the lions, so the lions were always hungry, and what they did was they dug a hole. They had a massively deep cave that once you got down in the cave, the den of lions, the lions would be hungry because they weren't able to jump out of the cave. They weren't able to jump out of the den. They were only able to eat what you threw down there for them. And so, hallelujah, the lions were hungry and they were ready to eat. And the Bible says that the king told Daniel in verse 16. He said, Daniel, your God that you serve continually, he will deliver thee. The king knew that he couldn't help him, but he said, your God will deliver you. I want to tell you something, child of God. Your den just might be, you've been dropped in a hole of sickness, but I hear the doctor saying, your God whom you serve, he will deliver you. You've been taking a walk of faith. You didn't know the walk was going to lead you into a den of lions. But now that you're in the hole, watch God work. Hey, I said, watch God work. Watch God move. Watch things change. Yes. They threw him in. And not only did they throw him in, they want to make sure that Daniel couldn't climb out and get away from the lions. Because if he could climb up, we don't want Daniel to get out of this cave. And they put a stone on top of the hole. And now it's dark in there. But I want to tell you, in the midst of your darkness, God is still your light. In the midst of trials, God is still your light. Shout glory! And the Bible says that Daniel, in the den, the den of lions. Daniel in the hole that they had sealed with the king's signet. No hook and crook. Nobody's going to get him out. They were counting on the lions. But what they didn't know, what they missed doing, is they didn't know that they didn't count on God. Because God doesn't have to have your light. God is light. God doesn't have to have your protection. He's able, you know the rest of the story, to lock the lion's jaws. And the Bible says that the king left his palace, hallelujah, after fasting all night, and didn't let them play on the instruments. Sleep went from him early the next morning. The king got up and went in a hurry to the den of lions. And when he got there, he was crying with a lamentable voice. In other words, he was weeping. The king was hollering and he cried, Daniel! Daniel! Through the stone, he said, Daniel! In the darkness, he said, Daniel! And he said, Daniel! Servant of the living God, is thy God that you serve continually able to deliver you from the lions? There's no reason for the king to have thought that Daniel was still alive. But the king took a walk of faith, came down to the den of lions and said, Daniel, are you still alive? And what did Daniel say? In the 22nd verse, the king heard some of the best words that he'd heard in a long time. What did it say, Daniel? He said, my God sent his angels and shut the lion's mouth, and they hurt me not. And I want to tell you that over these 18 years, we've been able to say, we've been through the storm and rain, but it didn't hurt us. It's been some challenging times, but it didn't hurt us. God, he put running in our feet. He put clapping in our hands. Yeah. Raise your hands and shout glory. Yeah. What's the end of the story? His enemies that were counting on the lions and didn't count on God, didn't know that God is able to reverse anything. God can turn it. I said, God can turn it. And the Bible says, as soon as they got Daniel out of there, and the lions' jaws were locked, and they got Daniel out of there, the stone was moved out of the way, and they got Daniel out of there, the king says, I'm going to end this mess. And I hear the Lord telling you, I'm going to end this mess. I'm going to end this mess. He commanded, bring those men that accused Daniel and throw them in the den of lions. Take their children, put them in the den. take their wives, throw them in the den. And the Bible says the lions with a locked jaw got loose and had mastery. Whoa, glory. When I read that, I thought, amazing. It didn't just say the lions ate them up. The Bible says the lions had mastery of them. Instead of the lions just eating up their flesh, the lions break their bones. Every time you look and you see on the television signs of lions attacking another animal, they eat them down to the bone and leave the bones there. But this was God letting them know, you're not in charge. I own the lions. They in your den. But I can tell them, shut your mouth. I can tell them, break it down. God, he's in charge. Help me to say, God, he's in charge. God, he's in charge. Yeah, he's in charge. I could have been philosophical for you today. I could have been theoretical today. But I heard the Holy Ghost said, just tell them what I can do. You're going to face some lions in your future. But God that made you the head and not the tail, he's the same God. Oh, glory. He's the same God. He's the same God. It's dark now, but light is coming, and the hindrance shall be removed. I hear you, Lord. I hear you talking to us. The light is coming, and the hindrance shall be removed. I know you feel like you're down in a hole, but the light is coming. And the hindrance, they might have put a stone over it, but the hindrance shall be removed. Say that with me, shall be removed. Thank you, Jesus. The believer's action plan. Walk by faith. Live by faith. Catch on by faith. Lay claim by faith. Receive by faith. Maintain by faith. Recover all by faith. And retain by faith. The end of the story, those men that tried to hurt Daniel and their entire family, and you got to see this, and their entire future found a permanent end. Thank you, Jesus. I said it found a permanent end. Hezekiah Walker wrote a song or published a song
song's title is God Favored Me. Love is patient, caring. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. But I've had my share of love abused, manipulated, and its strength misused. But I can't help but give you glory when I think about my story. And I know you favored me because my enemies did try but couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try but couldn't triumph over me. He goes on to say, they whispered, conspired, they told their lives, but God favored me. My character, my integrity, my faith in God, but God favored me, will not fall, will not bend, won't compromise. God favored me. I speak life, prosperity, and I speak health. God favored me. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because God favored me. And favor is on my life. I want to tell you something. No matter what, keep on walking by faith. Never stop walking by faith. Open your mouth and say it again. I will walk by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will walk by faith. I will walk by faith, not by sight. Thank you, Jesus. I can imagine him in that hole, looking up and still seeing darkness can be daunting. But Daniel had already learned how to look here. He was in Babylon, but had learned how to look toward Jerusalem. He couldn't see the temple, but he could look in that direction. His faith gave him direction. Oh, hallelujah. His faith gave him direction, and it'll give you direction. It'll give you direction. You'll know what you need to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I sense in my spirit that someone needed this message and needs this prayer. You might feel real alone, but the angels of the Lord are encamped around about you. You are not alone. If you need this prayer, come on. Let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus. Take it. It's a walk of faith. Take it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.